Good morning. We finished Chayotim Klal Samachay Simen Vav, and we want to clarify a few more points in regards to the Birchus HaGamol. So, in regards to Achayla, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person who was enough of the Mishkov, that's enough that a person who jarred the Mita, he got sick enough that he had to be in bed. That's enough for him to say Birchus HaGamol, even though there wasn't a specific sakana that we can pinpoint, because once a person is in that situation in Shemayim, it's as if he's being judged. The Rama came along and said that that's not true. He only says a bracha on charli sheyesh b'sakana. For example, makash alcholol, it's an illness in the internal organs, etc. V'chein noigim ashkenaz, and that is the minhag ashkenaz. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Magen Rambam says that some people follow like the Mechaber, not like the Minhag Ashkenaz. Even some people in Ashkenaz follow the opinion of the Mechaber, and he brings that that's the opinion of the Chayotim. But the Chayotim adds that he has to be at least Nafal the Mishkav for 3 days. So it's not clear if the Mishnah Berurah is giving the approbation that's what one should do, or saying if a person has such a minhag, he could do that. So it's very not clear that what the Mishnah Berurah stands on that point. And the Maaseh, the minhag of Poskim, is unless we have a specific, for Ashkenazim, unless we have a specific understanding that this is something which is really potentially dangerous, there's a sakana involved, we do not say Birchus HaGamol. A person has a surgery which has general anesthesia, there's an element of sakana in general anesthesia, so a person would say HaGamol for the surgery, for the fact that he was under general anesthesia, even though the surgery itself is not necessarily dangerous. But the anesthesia itself comes with an element of danger. A person has an illness which we have antibiotics, etc., for these type of things, and it's standard enough that we don't look at that as sakana anymore. So a person does not, our minhag for Ashkenazim is not to say a Birchus HaGamol. Obviously, a person had any type of illness the person had a heart attack, a person had some type of danger to one of the internal organs, that would go into the halacha of saying Birchus HaGamol. What about a situation of a person, the reason why he's ill is because he was in some type of an accident. The wall fell on him or something of that sort. So again, so it has to be that the level of sakana from what happened, that it's considered dangerous. The person was ill in the level of severity of the accident, of whatever it might be, would be life-threatening. So then a person would say a gemma when he recovers. But if it's under the understanding of the doctors, it's not something which is life-threatening, for the minhag Ashkenaz, no Birchus HaGamol would be said. In regards to travel, so one point which you didn't talk about is airplanes. So what is the point of Yardei Hayam? We already said the person goes to the Midbar. What's the point of Yardei Hayam? So the understanding of the Poskim is that the Yam is a place that a person naturally cannot maintain himself. It's not a person would drown. Very, very, very briefly, and the person has to be saved, as it were, by the ship which is carrying him, the vehicle which is carrying him is staying safe and intact. So that by definition is considered a sakana, because it's in a place where basically a person cannot live. So Shlomo Zalman argues that a person's in a plane. You know, anybody who's flying around at 30,000 feet above the earth without the plane is not really in a good place to be. It's not going to work well. So arguably a person would be able to say a bracha on flying on a plane no matter where we're flying over. And that is the minhag of Sfardim, that they say the Rav Avadya Yosef, that a person says a bracha on the plane for even if he flies from ear to ear, just like if he would travel on the ground from ear to ear. Now, some poskim say nowadays, even the minhag of Sfardim is not to say a bracha ear to ear, because it's not dangerous, but flying in a plane approximates this concept, and therefore the a bracha would be appropriate. But the Maisa, the minhag of poskim for Ashkenazim is only say it if we're traveling over a body of water. If a person travels over body of water, which is, and he's near to the shore. Even a person who's in a boat and he's near to, just travels near to the shore. So what is the status of that? We'll talk about that, Bes Hashem, in the next shears that apply to both a person's on a boat in such a situation and a person is flying in such a type of a situation where they go out over the water for a brief period of time, but they're not really flying transoceanic, something of that sort. Meanwhile, have a good day.